بلشت
لل 23 سنة. سوري استعرف من كل ميزة
بحاول اختصرها لأنه إذا بدي أحكيها بتفسير بدها تاخذ كثير وقت.
She's going to try to summarize it. She's going to try to tell us briefly what's happened to her because it will take a long time to tell her the story.
ما كتير بدي أخذ من وقتكم لأنه بعرف إنه وقتكم تمين كمان.
And she appreciates us being here, and it's she doesn't want to take a lot of our time.
بشوفكم قدامي وبتذكر كلمة العذراء لإلي.
When she looks at you, she sees Our Lady talking to her.
بتقول أنتم ستعلمون الأجيال.
Our Lady says, "It's you who will teach the generations."
كلمة الوحدة.
The word of unity.
والمحبة.
And charity.
والإيمان.
And faith.
وبدو يجي يوم. يكونوا هالأجيال أمانة بين إيديكم.
And one day those generations will be entrusted to you.
في منكم بده يختار لحتى يكون عنده دعوة.
Some of you will have vocations.
وفي منكم بده يختار لحتى يأسس عائلة.
And some of you will have another vocation, which is the family vocation.
إن كنا كهنة أو إن كنا علمانيين كلنا مسؤولين تنبني جسد يسوع الواحد.
Being priests or lay person, we all part of the body, the church, the body of Jesus.
ونيال البيت يلي بيطلع منه دعوة.
And she envies every family that has a priest or priestly vocation in it.
لأنه بيكون عم بيساهم ببناء الكنيسة.
Because they're helping construct the church.
أنا معروفة باسم ميرنا ولكن أنا اسمي ماري.
Her nickname is Mirna, but her real name is Mary.
أنا من منطقة اسمها صوفانية.
She comes from a region in Syria called Sufani.
سوريا بلد كان إلى الفخر لما قداسة البابا يوحنا زارة سنة 2000.
They're really privileged that the Pope visited Syria in 2001.
وكانت عنده رغبة كتير كبيرة بوحدة عيد الفصح بالشرق.
And he really desired the that Orthodox and Catholic will have the same Easter at the same time.
ما أقدر أحقق هذا الشيء ولكن أنا بآمن إنه هلا بيقدر يشتغل أكثر من قبل.
The Pope couldn't achieve his goal. But she believes that where he is now, he's doing a lot of work for us.
وإن شاء الله قداس البابا الجديد يقدر يمشي بنفس الخطوات يلي كان يمشي فيها قبل.
And she hopes that the new pope will follow the same footsteps of John Paul the Great.
بلشت قصتي ب 22 تشرين الثاني عام 82.
On the 22nd of November 1982, her story started.
بعد زواجي بست شهور.
After she had been married for 6 months.
أنا مزوجة من نيكولا.
Her husband's name is Nicholas.
أنا من طائفة الكاثوليك.
She's Melkite Catholic.
ونيكولا من طائفة الأرثوذكس.
And Nicholas is Greek Orthodox.
وبعد 6 شهور كنا عم نصلي وأثناء الصلاة ظهر على إيدي زيت.
After 6 months of their marriage, one day they were praying, and while they were praying, oil started coming out of her hands.
طب ما عرفت منين.
She wasn't sure where it came from.
ولا عرفت ليش.
And or she didn't know why.
وما عرفت ليش أنا.
And she wasn't sure why it's her.
بعد أسبوع بسبعة وعشرين بعد خمس أيام بسبعة وعشرين تشرين الثاني.
After 5 days on the 27th of November.
في صورة صغيرة موجودة مثل أي صبادية بالبيت.
She had a little icon or in her house.
صورة عبارة قد الكف.
It's about the palm, the size of it is about the palm of your hand.
وهي ورق وبلاستيك.
And it's like piece of paper and the frame is plastic.
كانت موجودة من قبل ما أنا أتجوز. هي اسمها Our Lady of Kazan.
She's had it since before her marriage.
هالصورة كمان رشحت زيت.
And oil started coming out of this icon as well.
ولما خفنا أنا ونيكولا ما عرفنا شو بدنا نعمل بسمع صوت ست كأنه حاضرة معي ولكن ماني شايفتها.
She got really worried and scared with her husband. And then she heard a voice of a lady present in the room, but she could hear her voice, but she wasn't present physically.
ابنتي ماري.
And she told her, my daughter Mary,
لا تخافي أنا معك.
Do not be afraid, I'm with you.
افتحي الأبواب.
Open the doors.
لا تحرمي أحد من رؤيتي.
Do not forbid anyone else, anyone from seeing me.
أضيئي لي شمع.
Light me a candle.
وفتح الباب. صاروا يخبروا الناس بعضهم.
And then she started telling people, and people spread the word.
وكون نحن ببلد شرقي اجوا مخابرات سورية فحصوا الصورة.
Being in a Middle Eastern country, the government heard about it, and the Syrian government sent the intelligence. An intelligence officer to check the icon.
الشرق بيختلف عن الغرب لأنه في حرية تعايش بين الأديان ولكن ما بيقدر الواحد يدعي الشيء.
She says that between the West and the Middle East there is difference in expressing your faith. You can live your faith but you cannot make a claim such her claim.
أخذوا شافة من الورقة.
So they took a piece of the icon itself.
وأخذوا شافة من البلاستيك.
And a piece of the frame.
وحل عملوا تحاليل.
To do some testing on him.
وعملوا تحاليل لي.
And they tested on her as well.
ولقوا إنه ما في أي تفسير.
And they couldn't find any explanation.
وساعدونا كتير لأنه صار في كتير ضغط ناس بالبيت.
And the government helped her a lot because a lot of people came to their house.
Islam and Masihi.
Christian and Muslim.
وكلهم كانوا يجوا يصلوا.
And they all came to pray.
واستمرت القصة على أساس إنه الصورة عم ترشح زيت وإيدي أوقات.
And the story continued as oil coming out of her hands and the icon.
بخمستاش كانون الأول سنة 82.
On the 15th of December 1985.
82. 82, sorry. كنت قاعدة عم صلي مع الناس كتير.
She was praying with a lot of people.
أنا كنت قاعدة بزاوية الأوضة مستندة على الحيط.
She was sitting in the corner in one of the rooms. And near the wall.
نحن البيت تبعنا بيت بيقولوا له بيت عربي شرقي يعني في هول صغير وفي سطح وفي أوض.
Okay, the structure of her house is somehow Middle Eastern. There is you walk into the house, there is a hall in the middle, and then the rooms around it. And so she was one in one of the rooms.
في سطح فوق في درج بالدلع سطح.
From inside the house, there are stairs. You go up to the roof of the house.
بحس بإيد عكتفي.
She felt a hand on her shoulder.
وعم تدفعني.
Pushing her.
ثلاث مرات بعدين هالإيد رفقتني وطلعت على سطح البيت.
She was pushed 3 times, and then she felt that she was accompanied to go upstairs to the roof.
طلعت على السطح بس ما بعرف ليش.
She went to the roof, but she didn't know why.
وبعدين سألت نفسي إنه شو عم بعمل يعني المفروض ما ليش تركتهم عم بيصلوا تحت و...
And she asked herself, what am I doing? Why have I left those people praying and I came upstairs?
قعدت على السطح وحطيت راسي على الأرض لأنه كان برد كتير.
So she sat on the roof and put her head close to the floor because it was really cold.
وكان الساعة 11 ونص بالليل.
It was 11:30 at night.
و11 ونص بالليل يعني المفروض يكون كعتمة كتير.
And it should have been really dark at that time of the night.
وفجأة عم شوف كأنه نهار يعني.
And she suddenly she saw a light. It looks like a day, daylight.
شوف ست.
And she saw a lady.
هربت ما قدرت تطلع فيها.
And she couldn't look in her at her.
هربت وما عرفت لوين بدي روح لأنه فكرت إنه ناس عم بيصلوا تحت وما بدي انزل على الصلاة.
So she wanted to run away, but she didn't know where to go because she didn't want to distract the people praying downstairs.
أبونا كان موجود حسوا علي إنه لما فتشوا علي لقوني أنا قاعدة بزاوية فوق وخايفة.
There was a priest there, and everyone was looking for her, and they realized that she was on the roof, really scared.
وقالوا لي شو شفتي خبرتون.
And they asked her what she saw, and she told them.
كل شيء بتذكره إنه كانت عم تبتسم وعم بتهز براسها مثل كأنه عم بتطمني ولكن أنا ما قدرت خفت.
She told them that she saw a lady and she was smiling at her and nodding her head, like confirming to her what's been happening.
وقتها كان عمري 18 سنة.
She was 18 at the time.
وما كنت مفكرة ولا يوم إنه ممكن يصير معي هذا الشيء.
And she had never thought that such a thing would happen to her.
مع إنه بيسألوني كتير ناس إنه كيف كنتي قبل لحتى العذراء تختاري.
And people always ask her, what did you do for a lady to choose you?
أوقات بيسألوني إنه أنتي مريضة شيء إنه كنتي مريضة لحتى العذراء زارتك ما بعرف ليش الناس تتوهم إنه.
People thought that she was sick and she asked Our Lady's help and Our Lady responded to her, but.
أو إنه كنت تصلي كتير.
Or people ask her if she prayed a lot.
بقولن أنا إنسانة عادية.
She told everybody that she's a normal person.
أنا بنت مثلي مثل أي بنت.
She's like any other girl.
أنا نفسي ما بعرف ليش ربنا اختارني.
And she herself doesn't know why she's chosen by God.
ما بعرف ليش ربنا اختار الشرق.
And she doesn't know why our Lord chose the Middle East.
استمرت الزهورات 5 مرات.
And she witnessed 5 visions.
على السطح.
On the roof of the house.
آخر زهور ب 24 أدار عام 83. آخر زهور.
The last vision was on the 24th of March 1984.
من بعدها صار في مرحلة جديدة بهالزهرة بسموها انخطاف. Ecstasy.
Okay. All right. After that, there is a new phase started, and I think she.
Ecstasy. 36 مرة.
36 times.
بغيب يعني ما بقعد بحس باللي حوالي.
She sort of faints and she doesn't know what's going around her, what's happening.
بينزل زيت من وشي.
And oil comes out of her face.
من إيدي.
Her hands.
أوقات من عيونها.
And sometimes from her eyes.
وكل مرة بينزل زيت من عيوني كون بدي شوف نور يسوع اسمع صوته.
And every time oil comes out of her eyes, she sees the light of Jesus and she can hear him.
العذراء بشوفها.
And she can see our lady.
بس يسوع ما بشوف ملامح، بشوف هيكل شخص نور بقلب النور.
And she cannot see Jesus himself, but she sees like a light within a light that looks like Jesus.
كل مرة بيحملوني رسالة.
They every time she has a she goes into ecstasy, she gets a message from them.
من يوم ليوم سفانية عم تكبر. الزهر السفاني.
Visions have been growing day after day.
وكل شيء عم بيصير علامات. إن كان الزيت يعني علامات. الله بيعطينا علامات.
And these are signs given by the Lord.
ولكن أهم هي الرسائل.
But what's important is the messages that she's been receiving.
رسائل كتير عطتنا عن يسوع العذراء.
She's received a lot of messages from Our Lady and Jesus.
أول جملة قالتها أبنائي اذكروا الله لأن الله معنا. اذكروا الله.
The first message she received was from Our Lady. From Our Lady. Remember the Lord because the Lord is with us. And she focused a lot on prayer, on charity, on forgiveness, mortification, repentance.
Repentance.
And the most important part was the unity of the church. At the beginning, a lot of people were involved in her life.
وكتير ناس أثروا علي إنه لازم أترك نيكولا عشان أتفرغ لها رسالة.
And there was a lot of pressure on her from people to leave her husband.
بعدين العذراء قالت لي حياتك الزوجية ستبقى كما هي.
And Our Lady confirmed to her that her marriage will be as good as always.
استمري في حياتك زوجة وأما وأختا.
Keep going in your life as a wife, a mother and a sister.
وما أجمل العائلة.
And how beautiful family is.
ما أجمل العائلة التي
شعارها.
التي شعارها.
And how beautiful the family
يلي بتعيش الوحدة والمحبة والإيمان.
A family that lives unity, charity, and faith.
وأجمل كلمة قالت ليها لي بعد فترة من زواجي.
And the most beautiful word she's been told by Our Lady after her marriage.
لا تخافي يا ابنتي.
Do not be afraid, my daughter.
سأعطيكي هدية أتعبك.
I will reward you for your for troubling you.
والهدية كانت طفل.
And the reward was a child.
بنتي ميريام.
Her daughter Miriam.
وجان إيمانويل.
And her son. John Emmanuel.
هلا ميريام عمرها 19.
Miriam is 19 now.
وجانو عمره 17.
And John is 17.
عرفت وقتها إنه ربنا اختار عائلة ما اختار ميرا لحالها.
And she realized then that the Lord chose her family, not just herself.
لحتى يقلنا إنه أساس وحدة الكنيسة هي وحدة العائلة.
To give her the message that says the basis for the church is the family.
بكل عيد بينزل زيت مسورة العذراء مع عيد الفصح.
At every solemnity and feast day, oil comes out of the icon, but only at Easter that doesn't happen.
كنا كتير نستغرب.
And they always wondered why.
لأنه إيماننا كله مبني على القيام.
Because our faith, a Christian faith, is based on the Paschal mystery.
كان يمر مثل أي نهار. يوم الفصح.
Easter day, Easter Sunday, is not like any other day.
سنة ال 84.
In 1984.
سأبد إنه الطوائف الغربية والشرقية معيدين مع بعض حسب الرزنام.
It happened that Orthodox and Catholic were celebrating Easter at the same time.
يوم خميس الأسرار بالجمعة العظيمة.
On Holy Thursday and Good Friday.
بيفتحوا جروحات الساعة 3 بعد الظهر.
إيدي
ورجلي.
She had a stigmata.
إيدي.
She had wounds on her hands.
رجلي.
Her feet.
وخسرت.
And on her
flank.
الجروحات بتفتح وبتختم بنفس النهار.
The wounds opened and closed on the same day.
وبوجود أطباء من سوريا ومن برا سوريا.
There were doctors from Syria and from overseas.
Stigmata صاروا سنة 84.
Stigmatas occurred in 1984. 87.
90.
2001.
2001. 2004.
And it only they only occur when Easter is at the same time for all religions.
هاي رغبت يسوع العذراء.
This is the wish of our Lord and Mary.
وحدة عيد الفصح.
The unity of Easter.
وحدة العائلة.
And the unity of the family.
عم نصلي.
And she keeps praying.
لأنه الاستمرارية الصلاة هي بتخلي الله يستمر معنا.
By praying all the time, God will be always with us.
وحدة الكنيسة يلي عم بيطلبها يا ربنا غير الوحدة الكنيسة يلي نحن مفكر فيها.
And what the unity that our Lord is asking us, the unity of the church that the Lord is talking about, is not the our understanding of the unity of the church.
لأنه الكنيسة وحدة طول عمرها لأنه يسوع واحد.
Because the church has always been one because there's only one Jesus.
والطوائف هي غنى للكنيسة.
And different denominations are a good asset for the church.
ولكن يسوع عم بيطلب اليوم المحبة وحدة القلوب.
Our Lord is asking today for charity and the unity of our hearts.
لأنه ما بقدر ألغي طائفتي.
Because she cannot deny her own denomination.
لأنه طائفتي هي عائلتي.
Because being Melkite is like it's a family to her. It's a her family.
لكن بس الوحدة إنه ما ألغي الآخر.
But the unity that she's been asked for is not to deny the other denominations and believe that it's her own denomination that's the true one.
مشكلة الكنيسة اليوم إنه كل كنيسة بتظن إنه هي بتملك الحي أو غيرها لا.
The problem in the churches today that is that every church thinks it's the only church that owns the truth.
الوحدة إنه يكون في وحدة مع ذاتي.
The unity is to be in be unified with myself, in myself.
كل كنيسة لازم تتوحد مع ذاتها.
Every church should be unified within itself, within herself.
وكل طائفة تتوحد مع ذاتها.
And every denomination unified within itself.
مثل أهل الدير، أهل الدير نفسهم أوقات منشوفهم من اسمين على ذاتهم.
And she gave an example of a monastery where sometimes priests who live together but or nuns and they are divided into groups.
إذا كان عم بيعيشوا الوحدة مع ذاتهم بيكونوا تكون شهادتهم صادقة أكثر.
If they all one unity, they'll be their witness will be more true.
الوحدة هي إنه تقبل الآخر.
The unity is to accept the others.
الوحدة بدها تواضع.
Unity needs humility, requires humility.
بدها محبة.
Charity.
بدها غفران.
And forgiveness.
وأهم شيء إنه نغفر لبعضنا البعض.
And it's very important that we forgive each other.
إذا ما قدرنا غفرنا عن أخطاء ارتكبت قديما بالكنيسة ما بتصير الوحدة.
And if we do not forgive errors that happened in the church early in the church, we will never reach the unity.
مشان هيك بدنا نطلب من الروح القدس.
That's why we need to ask the Holy Spirit
يتجدد فينا.
To renew us all the time.
لأنه هو المرشد.
Because the Holy Spirit is the guide, our guide.
وهو المعزي.
And he's our consoler.
ولازم نفتح قلبنا.
We should open our hearts.
لحتى نستقبل.
To receive God's gifts to us.
Hi, host.
This is her story.